USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Tropical Storm Ian is in the Caribbean and forecast to slam into Florida this coming week. Governor Ron DeSantis saying it's still uncertain where the storm will make landfall, warning residents throughout the state to make sure you're ready. DeSantis declared a state of emergency, warning of power outages, fuel disruptions, and possible evacuations near the eye of the storm, and heavy rain and high winds elsewhere.
We're continuing to monitor Tropical Storm Ian. That will become a hurricane very soon, certainly within the next 24 hours, and it will likely be a major hurricane.
We're looking at back-to-back weather disasters as the U.S. prepares for another monster tropical storm. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asked Sunday if more can be done to speed up recovery efforts in Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Fiona.
I've gotten the administration to reimburse, have FEMA reimburse at 100%. It's usually 75% reimbursement. We've gotten them to 100%.
Florida's Gulf Coast is bracing for Tropical Storm Ian, which is expected to reach hurricane strength by the time it gets to Florida later this week. Ian's expected to intensify over warm Gulf waters. Tampa Mayor Jane Castro is urging residents there to be ready for a severe storm.
We all knew that we were in hurricane season, and now we see a very strong, possibly Category 3 or 4 hurricane, that the initial cone indicated that Tampa would be in the crosshairs.
Americans are split nationally in their vote for Congress as we head into the final weeks of the midterm election campaign. Republicans holding sizable advantages on the economy, inflation, and crime, and Democrats far more trusted to handle the issues of abortion and climate change. That is according to a Washington Post ABC News poll. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The DEA says it's a deliberate effort by drug traffickers to drive addiction among young adults and children. Capitol Hill lawmakers also sounding the alarm about fentanyl pills and powder, now sold in a variety of bright colors, shapes, and sizes. It's called Rainbow Fentanyl. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging Sunday to add nearly $300 million to the federal budget to fund overdose response teams all across the country.
You can ask police officers, you can ask doctors, you can ask health professionals, all of them who have this vantage point that this is one of the biggest health threats today.
When Texas's new abortion law made no exceptions in cases of rape, Republican Governor Greg Abbott defended it with an assurance, saying Texas would get to work eliminating rapes. Well, 1 year later, Lindsay LeBlanc is busy as ever helping rape victims in a college town just outside of Houston, Texas. LeBlanc, who is executive director of the Sexual Assault Research Center in Bryan, Texas, says the numbers have stayed consistently high. We're struggling to keep up with the demand, she said. The midterms and beyond were major focal points of the Sunday political talk shows. On NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina's 1st District says she's hoping the GOP presidential candidate in 2024 will stay focused on the issues.
We have to be substantive. We have to be solution-driven. Regardless of who the nominee is for 24 for Republicans, I hope that it's a wide field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.